Paul C. Alexander, Chains of Deceit,
with the controller.
Best gay novel
ever.
I read that year.
So you read quite a few then?
Well, no, I just read one every year, and that was the best one of that year.
So have you read one this year?
Of course.
What have you read?
Secret Diary of Stephen Leslie Parks.
You know what's even more secret? The fact that I don't actually write one.
Well, exactly, man. It's creepy, isn't it?
They're kind of like the Hitler diaries. They're not really.
Yeah, he never kept a diary.
Which is a shame. Because I would love to have read it.
I would like to see the blend, whether you kind of mix like professional s personal shit. It's like,
I got the gas bill today. Woke
up today with a stiffy. Killed 6 million Jews.
Egg, all in all, a good day.
Egg and chips for tea. Smiley face.
LOL.
LOL.
Oh.
Good night.
Jokes about the whole
AH. Oh. But enough of such tomfoolery. Welcome to the Richard and Steve podcast. I am Professor Richard Shepherd of Brainshare University. With me, as always, is my globe-trotting little sidekick, Stephen Leslie Parks. Say hello, Stephen Leslie Parks.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hello. Back from my secondment to San Francisco.
Yes, we will be talking about that later. It's covered in the triumvirate of themes we'll be dealing with today. The themes are violence... What?
You're hitting things again, Richard.
Violence, employment, and travel.
Well, all in one.
BET, vet. Those are the themes for today's show. But we must add an A to the VET, AVET. Can you guess what the A stands for?
No.
Apology.
Oh, I was going to say anal.
No, it's got to be another... We have to begin with another
oh,
apology.
Oh, let me guess. Is it because of a certain person?
Yeah. Local film nut and... boy love enthusiast Matthew Stogden will unfortunately, we should bleep that actually,
no,
will
we'll
unfortunately not be appearing on today's programme. We did promise he would be in last month, but unfortunately he's blown us off. Like so many Christmas parties of yesteryear. And
a birthday party.
And I get the feeling now that he no longer is actually interested in being on the podcast because he's giving me very weak excuses for why he cannot appear.
But didn't
on
he actually
the podcast?
But didn't he actually? He actually said on his Facebook that he would actually be. He said, "Okay, if you want me to be in it, I will be in."
Yeah, and I've been texting him saying, "Oh, great! Thanks for staying. We really appreciate the enthusiasm that you want to be on the podcast. We really like your style. We really were big fans of your podcast. www.theredrighthand.com." We're big fans of your fortnightly cinema quiz at Cinema City in Norwich. You can find out more about that at his website. We're big fans of his podcast, which he does every month. And so we're texting back and forth. I'm kind of flattering his ego a bit.
He's stroking his ego.
I'll come up. I'll be on your podcast. I'll talk about whatever you want. And this morning, I get a text with, I think, a made-up excuse about why he couldn't come in today.
What was it?
Well, apparently Matthew Stogden is playing Pac-Man in a tin can with a black man with a toucan. Now, to me, that sounds like bullshit.
Sounds a little bit ropey.
Yeah, what's he doing, Steve?
He's playing Pac-Man with a black man in a tin can with a toucan.
Nice one. You want to try that again? Get it right.
He's playing Pac-Man with a black man in a tin can with a toucan.
Very good, Steve.
You're welcome.
That's very good.
Thank you.
So, no Matthew Stogden today, maybe next month. We shall see. Unless he's in the netto in the ghetto with Geppetto and Jared Leto.
I ain't going to repeat that at all.
you never can tell with that guy.
Next week.
He's the ghost. He's
and
like
that's
the,
not just because of his
he's,
complexion.
He's like the wind. He's gone.
Ninja.
Which brings us on to the first of the triumvirate of things we're going to talk about today,
okay.
Which is violence.
Violence, not good.
Namely,
and there'll probably be a lot of violence this Saturday.
Something that What's happening this Saturday?
Well, fucking England are playing against America, aren't they?
Oh, I don't care, man. It's the World Cup. It's some bullshit, man.
I know it's bullshit, but you just know they're going to be full, all the pubs are going to be filled with twats.
Yeah.
With IQs less than a housefly.
Thankfully, I work at a pub where, like, we have a TV, but it's so small, people would just, they'll be in disgust when they see it, but they won't even bother staying around. It's good, man.
Oh, we've got the widescreen 57-inch TV is out the back.
It does. It kicks off on Saturday.
I think. Yeah, it was definitely Saturday they're playing America. I don't know.
Well, we've got a band
off.
On anyway, which means nobody's going to see the band because they're watching the football, and nobody's going to come in to watch the football because we've got a crap TV. So it's going to be a very quiet night in the King Edward VII pub on Ocean Road.
Mm.
But you know, I don't mind that. I don't care.
Yeah, less blood to clear up at the end of the night.
Exactly. But the King Edward VII on Ocean Road, the 1st of August 2010, we are hosting the official after party for Norwich Gay Pride at our pub.
You're
kidding
me. It's
going to be the post-Pride punk picnic. It's all happening on 63 Ocean Road, King Edward VII.
That is obvious. You are taking the piss, aren't you?
No, sir.
Having gays in there.
I saw a preliminary poster for it the other day.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Who's going to go in there?
Gays, hopefully.
Gays won't go in there. Everyone goes to the castle for some reason. They'll gravitate towards
it. Well,
that's
what we're trying to change people's perceptions and shit, you know? Trying to change their minds.
You can't just have one night where they all go in, then if they was to go in the next night, you'd have people, the regulars, going, get out of our pub, you poof.
Well, yeah, but I figure we'll have a lot of poof bands and do loads of poof shit and put your poof flag up all over the place. People will just kind of gravitate towards it, like a bunch of...
They'll all be walking past and go, oh, the flag!
Ooh, hello!
Oh, Maria, get me a daiquiri.
Yes, but this brings me on to violence.
Violence.
Which is a warning to any homosexuals who may come into the pub.
Ah.
Do not F with Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy is me. Big Daddy is me. I do not want any homosexual attention of any kind. And to that
the irony behind all that.
Exactly. There is a lot of irony there.
Because the you don't wear your arseless chaps, then you'll be all right.
You know, if a man can't wear arseless chaps in the street and not be molested, then what kind of country are we living in?
Country not of
Do we want our adopted Malaysian children to grow up in a country like this, Steve? Do we?
No.
Exactly.
We want them to grow up in a sweatshop like all the other Malaysian children.
So to that end, I was on the train up here today and I compiled a bit of a mental list.
Understood.
And it is a mental list of gay people and whether or not I could probably take them in a fight.
Okay. Okay, go for it.
Okay, first up, Mark Almond, a post-motorbike accident, not pre-motorbike accident. That's you know Mark Almond?
No, I don't.
It's soft sell?
Oh, is he gay?
Really? You're a gay man yourself, Stephen. You don't know if Mark Almond's gay.
I'm not a gay dictionary.
He's one of the gay patron saints.
Oh, is he?
He's like the patron saint of fisting. Mark Almond. Really? You don't know if he's gay?
Well, I don't.
What about Holly Johnson? Because I could take him in a fight. Unless he's dead already, in which case I definitely could. But he's HIV positive and he's not looking well, so I reckon I could probably take Holly Johnson in a fight.
Would you want to in case you get his blood on you?
Well, I'm just saying if you start something at the post-punk pride picnic...
Is he going to be there, though?
Well, no, but just in case.
Oh, okay.
This is like a provisional thing.
That's two people you could take. What about...
Two gay men I could take. Stephen Fry... Oh, no.
No, I think you could kick your ass.
I thought I could, but then when I met him, I've met him twice now, he's quite a big chap.
He's quite tall, isn't he?
Exactly. He's got the reach. He could just like probably break my nose and not even break a sweat at the same time.
So not Stephen now he's Fry, lost that weight.
Probably not.
Okay, what
but
about...
he doesn't seem like a pub guy, so I don't think he's going to show up. Who else was there? Oh, Graham Norton. Not
oh,
sure.
I don't
what
know.
What do you think?
Yeah, I reckon you could take him.
I reckon he probably works out. So I don't know.
I don't think having six guys up your ass at once, you know, classes is working out.
It certainly exercises one muscle.
And eight other guys. I think, what about, what's his name?
Come on, name a gay.
The guy with the goofy teeth. Alan Carr.
Yes. I'd probably break his glasses. I'd break his glasses, and when he's wandering around, like clutching his eyes.
God, ow, me eyes!
I would kick him repeatedly in the stomach.
Okay. What about Darren Brown? He could probably believe you'd already beaten him up already and you would never have known.
No, he would lay the... He would put the whammy on me. Mm. He would lay the mental influence on me.
Yeah. He'd hypnotise you and you'd wake up thinking you were a 17-year-old girl.
If I was fighting Darren Brown, what would happen is at some point I would kind of come to my senses and realise I'd punch myself in the face because he... put that suggestion in my mind that I should be punching myself in the face.
And he's just sitting there going, quit hitting yourself. Yeah. Quit hitting yourself.
I'm trying, Darren, but you're in my head, man.
With your own cock.
Yeah, and it's D-A-R-R-E-N, you weirdo. You Mandrake the Magician type of character.
Okay, what about
come on, give me
Elton John.
Give me any. Yes, and David Furnish.
Okay,
I'd give them both fists.
What about?
I'd wear them like a pair of marigolds. Yes, definitely the John and the Furnish.
Oh,
who's the other one? Oh, here's a thinker for you.
Mm-hmm.
Boy George.
Oh God, no! You probably couldn't take him.
Exactly, I thought I could.
No, I reckon.
Because you saw him on Top of the Pops back in the 80s when he was like thin and quite beautiful. And then you saw him in the 90s when he was on Smack and the weight really dropped off. But you see him these days and he's porked up a bit.
Well, he does that whole kind of painting black underneath his chin.
Yeah, that's convincing.
So that he kind of looks as if he hasn't actually got a double, triple or quadruple chin.
It's like the Chris Moyles beard effect. It makes you somehow look less like a fat bastard. He is a dick.
And I'm leaving that C word in there because Chris Moyles is...
If I was the kind of person who said that word, I would use it for Chris Moyles.
I hope he dies.
Boy George, you see him recently and he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's done some bird, so I reckon he's probably...
He could probably take you.
And he would probably kick... And he's Irish.
He'd probably have a shiv.
He's like half Irish, so he would probably kill me.
He'd
basically
probably tear off your head and shit down your neck.
Exactly.
And then
exactly
make love to your esophagus.
Yeah. Oh, and Peter Tatchell, yes, I probably could, although I wouldn't respect myself afterwards because I quite like Peter Tatchell.
Okay. What about Ian McKellen?
Ooh, yeah, easy. No problem, mate. Grandad. All right, Grandad. I just kick his walking stick away. And then probably break his kneecap. And then say, you're Magneto, make yourself a little metal kneecap replacement, granddad.
Thing.
Yeah,
granddad. What about... who was that guy that used to...
Well, what about David Tennant?
David Tennant's not gay.
Well, it's a grey area.
No, it isn't.
It's a grey area, man.
Why is it a grey area?
We're not going to talk about that because I don't want to talk about Doctor Who again because it's nerdish.
Up your ass. What about... Oh, who's that guy that played... who does Martin look like?
Doogie Howser. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, could you take him?
No, definitely not. He's like a American gay, and they tend to go to the gym a lot and work out a lot. American gays are a lot harder than English gays. Because English gays are all like, oh, Willow, what's my... Oh, make me a sandwich. I want coleslaw.
How many gays talk like that?
I want coleslaw in my sandwich. And I want.
You're just doing the whole wrist thing because you think that's all gays do.
I gotta get a train later. And can I buy some stamps?
Stop.
What else do they say? Help me out.
Just stop.
Coleslaw, stamps.
Have you seen the new? Train. Have you seen Pink's Coming to Ipswich? Have you seen Lady Gaga? Do you like Lady Gaga? Oh my God, she's fabulous.
I actually think she's fabulous. But I'm straight, so, you know, screw you, basically.
Straight up.
That wouldn't make me gay.
She's a man.
That's not a woman, baby. That's a man.
Trying to think who else is gay.
I could probably take you in a fight. Mm. In fact, I almost certainly could.
Only because you slap and run away.
Yeah, only because you fall down crying after one slap.
No, how did I fall down crying? You slapped me, then run off like a goon.
Which means I won the fight.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
What about...
I had a 100% better hit ratio than you did.
Who was that guy that used to kind of...
Okay, we're going to have to draw this to a close in a minute.
Never mind the Buzzcocks, that guy with the...
Simon Amstel, I would love to fight him and kill him because he's a very annoying little man. He's a very annoying little bitch. Okay. But can we draw this to a close? Because at the moment, it just sounds like a very vicious homophobic hit list that I'm working on at the moment.
You're working on.
Well, yeah, but you're helping.
I'm gay. I can't be homophobic.
Well, yeah.
That's like a black guy saying if he was to call another black guy a racist name, you couldn't call him racist, could you?
I don't know.
Well, they say the N-word all the time.
Don't say the N-word.
I'm not going to, but I'm saying they say it all the time.
Okay.
If we were to say it, it's racist.
There we go. Stephen Parks is a racist, which brings us on to our next part, triumvirate of topics, which is E for employment in a sequence I like to call, and you'll have to do a trailer for this. I want to say, music.
Okay.
What do you call it?
Well, I don't know. We'll just do an intro music to it.
I want it something quite light and fluffy and kind of fun, and then it's called... Good job with Richard Shepherd. Good job, exclamation mark.
Good job.
With Richard Shepherd.
With Richard
Question
Shepherd.
Question mark. No, I'm just kidding. It is Richard Shepherd. I recently got another job. I'm working on the checkouts at Sainsbury's. It's a lovely job. People don't seem to respect you if you work on a checkout, though, which is a shame.
Nope, they always think that they treat you like the scum of the earth.
Exactly, and I'm a barman as well, which is also a job that don't get no respect, which is terrible. So the point of good job with Richard Shepherd is to point out somebody who's a worse job than me, and, you know, because I've got a great job and I love my life.
Who is that person that has a worse job than you?
I'm bloody glad you bloody asked, because I've got my notes bloody here.
Okay. Like a newsreader for Channel 4.
Shuffling through his ridiculous notes. Aha! I'll tell you who's got a worse job than me. It is a woman who is not mentioned in this story, which is useful. However, she is a...
How old is she?
69.
We'll call her Beryl.
No, she's Russian. Berylsky. Berylikov?
Berylikov.
Berylikov.
There you go.
Berylikov. She's a 69-year-old woman who was on night watch at administration building in Pacific town of Shakhtyorsk. Huh? When Mayor... it was after midnight. She's on night watch.
Okay.
A 69-year-old?
On night watch?
Doing security.
Mind you, she is Russian. She's probably big.
For a government building.
Kiss me or I crush you.
That's the one. Kiss me or I kill you. That's even better. Okay, so she's kind of kicking it after midnight. I assume she's rushing, so she's probably drunk by now on the job.
They can't be drunk. They live off vodka. It's like...
Well, exactly. She's probably half in the bag. When Mayor Vladimir Kapilov... Remember that name, because he's going to come up again in the story.
Kapilov.
Mayor Vladimir Kapilov showed up after midnight one night last November. Okay. This is what Kapilov did.
Okay, what did Kapilov
and
do?
And remember, this is a woman who's got a worse job than I have.
Is it because of this that she's got a worse job?
Yeah, this is a point of good job with Richard Shepherd. It highlights people with worse jobs than I have. Kapilov struck her with the door when she opened it and hit her two more times. He then kicked her in the hip area after accusing her of sleeping on the job and demanding she resign. This is a worse job than me, surely.
So who was that guy?
It's the mayor. It's the mayor of this town.
You're fucking kidding
apparently
me.
Apparently what he does at night, he wanders around his government buildings, seeing who's asleep, and then kicking the shit out of any employees he doesn't like.
That is typically Russian, though, isn't it?
It says here that actually counted as a 12-week review. So, you know, so that's not good.
Well, let's hope it never happens over here.
I hope it does. At one point, the woman fell and hit her head on a radiator.
Ow!
She suffered scrapes, bruises, and concussions, and was hospitalised for 20 days afterwards.
How could she not do him for that?
Well, he has been now suspended.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
But there you go then.
He'll be back kicking the shit out of pensioners within a week, I would imagine. Because it's Russia, it's
elder
basically
abuse.
A third world country.
It is basically.
And they say the Pacific town, which means it's on like the shit end of Russia. Like Siberia, where it's really cold and shit, and you know, it's really horrible.
Well, they haven't got those cool kind of buildings.
Well, exactly, man. It's not like Moscow or St. Petersburg. This is like we're talking like the Ipswich of Russia here.
Oh, God, that must be awful.
Out in the boondocks, mate. Out in the boondocks. Where the mayors go crazy and kick the shit out of you. So this woman, 69-year-old Berylikov, has a worse job than I have. So it's good job for Richard Shepherd. Play the music. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
So we've done the V. We've done the A.
Yeah, we've done the A.
We've done the V.
The E. No, we've done it.
The V. We did the violence.
Oh yeah, we've done the violence. What was the A? Apology.
Apology. Violence.
Violence.
Employment.
Employment. And now T.
Travel. And here is Stephen Leslie Parks, our gay correspondent, with his tales of the city. To quote Armistead Maupin, who wrote novels about San Francisco, of course, to tell us about his pilgrimage to the gay mecca of San Francisco. Stephen Leslie Park, start telling us about your adventures now.
Well, it all started about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I went to San Francisco. Now, if any of you are even remotely aware of what San Francisco is, it's possibly the gayest place you'll ever go,
true
bar
that.
Richard's house.
Not true that.
This place was gay. But
how gay was
say,
it, Steve?
It was very gay.
Okay.
It was...
You don't have, like, a comparative simile about that?
I was thinking of one, but then you kind of threw me off guard.
I can give you time.
Go. Okay.
It was so gay that blank said blank was blanking.
Trust me, it was pretty gay.
Gay was it?
You had like a 30-foot gay flag.
Mm, that's pretty gay.
Flying in the air saying, welcome to Castro.
Oh, did you go to Castro Street?
We didn't in the end, no.
Why not?
Well, because we just didn't get around to doing it.
If you're going to gay Mecca, that's like the...
I know, I wanted to go there, but we just...
That's like the temple. That's like just, the holiest of holies, Castro Street.
I wanted to go, but I just couldn't tear myself away from the glory holes.
Oh, well, yeah, man. That is difficult. Particularly when they put super glue in them.
I'd say you
that
what,
is
right?
difficult to tear yourself away.
I'd tell you what, though. I'm not being funny.
If you went wait. Steve's going to say something, and
it's
not
going to
be funny.
If you went down to Fisherman's Wharf, bearing in mind this is San Francisco, and if you were a blind lesbian, you'd be fucking... I'm not being kidding. You would be, like, moist.
Oh, exactly, man.
They must walk down and go, oh, my God, where are they? Fish everywhere.
Fisherman's Wharf, eh? Mm. You recommend that place?
It's not bad. Problem is, it's one of those places that it's very touristy.
Yeah, sure, man.
And also beware of the bushman.
The bushman? Is that like bush trucker trial man?
No, if anyone wants to
know what...
Is that
like an aborigine guy who eats witchetty grubs?
He's black.
Oh, well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Racist.
And he's homeless.
Okay.
And he's begging.
He's not homeless because he's black, though. He's homeless because he's had a very difficult existence.
There were two
imagine.
Of them. There were two bushmen. They were both black and they were both homeless.
What are you
coincidence?
Saying,
yeah. I think not. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm saying it's a racist country.
Just spat on myself. And basically, if you ever want to know what it is, have a look on YouTube and look up San Francisco Bushman.
Bushman.
And basically, it's this guy, this homeless guy, who has these bushes, these twigs, like with bushes on it, like from a tree, and he sits by bins.
So he's like the Bill Oddie of San Francisco, basically.
But a little bit, yeah. And he kind of just sits with them in front of his face. So when you're walking towards him, all you see is, of all intents and purposes, a bush. And as you walk past, he pulls the bush aside and goes, "Whoa!" Like that, and makes people jump.
Okay.
And that basically is it. That is all that happens. But the funny thing is, when you walk up to him, you can see him and you just don't, you know about it, but when you actually stand there and watch other people being scared by it, it's quite amusing because you see them walking along and you have like a whole group of people on the other side of the road with cameras, and then you'll go, "Aah!" And like, people jump, they're like, "Aah!" And that's just the guys.
Crikey.
It is quite amusing, yes.
So you saw the Bushman?
Saw the Bushman.
You didn't see Castro Street?
Didn't see Castro Street.
Did you see the Flatiron Building?
Yes. Which one's the Flatiron Building?
The flat one, idiot.
Yeah, but what is it? Where is it?
I have no freaking clue.
I saw a lot of buildings. I saw where they actually wrote The Godfather.
What, the film? Or
the... Yeah, the film. Where
they wrote it.
What's the guy who wrote it?
Mario Puzo wrote the novel. Francis Ford Coppola, I think.
Francis Ford Coppola, who wrote the screenplay for...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We went past the building.
That's a weird claim to fame, isn't it?
It's, well, it was a massive brass building, kind of like on a corner. And
brass.
It was...
Solid brass.
Well, it wasn't solid brass.
Yeah.
It was green, obviously, where it oxidised.
Okay.
Which is why it was brass.
Yes.
Flatiron Building. Yes, I did think we saw that.
Did you see The Presidio?
Yes, we did see The Presidio.
The film with Sean Connery. What do you think? I loved it. And Melanie Griffiths back when she was hot.
Mm, Melanie Griffiths, she's not hot
and
now.
And Mark Harmon back when he was cool. I kid, he's still cool.
Don't even know who you're talking
Big
about.
Big up to Mark Harmon. He's a guy in NCIS.
Oh, God.
I've never seen it, but I used to love him in The Presidio.
Is he the guy with the dark hair?
He's like the main guy.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
No, I've never seen it either.
I think that's it. I thought that Frisco, was... isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was kind of very similar on the lines of like
CSI. It's only because it's got the same initials in, just in a different order.
Oh, is that it?
Absolutely. But so many great films set in New San Francisco.
Alcatraz.
Escape from Alcatraz.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Which is a very good film.
Zodiac.
Is that set there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's got a great opening shot of the Golden Gate Bridge. You'd love it. Did you see the Golden Gate Bridge?
Well, I walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. It took an hour to walk across the Golden Gate Bridge. It is huge.
It took an hour to walk across. No wonder so many people jump off. They may just get bored halfway through. I think I can't be bothered to finish this. That's ridiculous.
Right at this very moment where we're talking.
It's Archie the cat.
And
he's joined us.
And Archie's just kind of rubbing himself all over Richard's bag.
That's my satchel, not my actual bag.
Sorry.
That is safely tucked away in my trousers.
Yes, we did. You know, they actually had these little crisis boxes. You know, like you get on like train stations where you have to, if someone's an emergency, you press a button.
Yeah.
You actually had these things on the on the bridge that said for people who want to jump off. If you wanted, you have to you press it and it goes through to a counsellor who okay. then tell you not to jump off the bridge.
Well, that's good advice.
But it goes all the way along. But to be fair with you, though, it is really, really high. And the temperature is, I think it's like 50 degrees.
Bloody hell, man.
The water, that's cold, isn't it? It's degrees.
Oh, depends if you're talking about centigrade or Fahrenheit, really.
It's cold, whatever one the cold one is. it's very, very, very cold. And basically, when you hit the water, it's almost 100% fatal.
Well, that's why people jump off, you idiot.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, what I don't understand is that I've seen some footage online of people that jump off the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
And you see people walking back and forth, and you just see these guys and these women kind of just... Cause like they're,
yeah, women.
There are bits where you...
as you can't live with them. They can't live with themselves. Apparently.
You know, you're not helping yourself here. I may be a racist, but you're a sexist.
I'm a misogynist.
I know which one's worse.
Racist?
No.
Because really?
You get black women and white women.
Oh, that's true, man.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
I've only got to deal with one demographic there.
Exactly.
You've got to deal with them all.
I made enemies with half the world with my previous statements.
Anyway. And you have these like these little kind of... it goes along and then kind of goes into like a balcony. And on the footage that I've seen, you have people kind of climbing up on a balcony, sitting on it for a little while, looking over the edge.
Yeah.
And you have people walking past, and not one person stops, and then they just throw themselves off the bridge. And I think, if I was there and I saw someone sitting on the edge, I would try and stop them, wouldn't you?
No. If somebody wants to kill themselves, they probably should.
You just let them do it?
Yeah. Freedom of choice, man. Yeah. Free will. Free will. If you want to kill yourself, do it. If you want to kill other people, probably don't.
But that's the same thing.
Probably just leave off there. Probably just, you know.
That's probably a little bit too far.
Yeah, you're not killing somebody by not kind of talking
about
suicide.
Yeah, but you're hurting
all
the people that are close to you, though.
How's that?
Well, because when you die, it's hard for them.
Well, yeah, or it might be easy. Maybe you're a burden on your family. That's why you want to kill yourself.
If you're a twat.
I mean, maybe, you know.
I need a piss.
No, stop. Oh. Stop the thing.
Keep going. Well, if what?
Well, no, I mean, if you're disappointment to your family, if you're like different somehow, or maybe you don't speak to them as much as you used to anymore, maybe you've lost contact, maybe you don't see your partner as much as you should, maybe your job's a bit of a dead end, maybe...
We're talking about you here, Richard.
No, you, Steve, you. Kill yourself.
Oh, fuck you, you...
You finished? You sorted?
Very
settled.
Much so, yeah.
So, would you... let's talk about the gayness of San Francisco. How gay is it? What's the gayest thing you saw there?
The gayest thing I saw...
Was it in the hotel mirror? Whilst you were making...
It was when I was looking at the podcast
passionate
pictures.
Yet tender love to your boyfriend. Dark Mark Sinister Salisbury.
I think probably one of the gayest things that I saw probably was a guy in hot pants.
That's fairly gay.
There were jean cut-offs. So they were afraid. He had his eyebrows kind of manicured. Do you know when people do that to their eyebrows?
Sure, man.
You know, oh, it's ridiculous. Even when straight guys do it, they just look so gay.
I've been thinking about it.
Please don't do it.
Okay, man.
You look ridiculous.
Okay.
And he basically was kind of mincing around with his boyfriend. Both of them had skinheads and they were quite old.
Okay.
I think it's that whole kind of bear thing.
May I ask, did you and Mark hold hands?
No, we didn't.
Why not?
Because
you're
I don't
in San Francisco,
yeah,
man.
But
go hog wild.
But I don't see necessary.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't need to hold his hand.
Sweet though. I still hold, you know.
Yeah, but you're straight.
Yeah, I'll hold anybody's hand.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like a little Down syndrome's kid. I'll follow anyone. Just take my hand and we can just do it, man.
You're like a Down syndrome with Asperger's. You're a...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm Dasperger's. Mm. Anyway, V-A-V-E-T, unexpected entry of another E at the end of the podcast. Employment. A friend of mine has got a new job.
Well, you have a friend.
He'd like to talk about it now. It's a
no.
very exciting proposition.
Oh, I have a funny feeling.
Sheriff? Sheriff, will you come in, please?
Steve!
I just hope that that box...
Steve!
You know, I was hoping...
Shut up a minute, Steve. I've got to tell you about my new job.
What is it?
It's right balmy, it is. You'll never guess what it is. I'm a sheriff, Steve. I'm a sheriff of this town, and it's full of natters. I couldn't believe it. They've been drinking some messed up water. Everybody's acting like they're on a Pink Floyd album. It's mental, Steve.
Did you?
Steve, they're getting closer. All the nutters in the town I'm looking after.
Now, did any of them... did you have to kill the town drunk?
I did, Steve. But that was before he was acting weird. He was just getting on my tits. Every time I saw him, he's all like, "Hey, man, can you give me a beer?" And I'm all like, "Nah, get away, mate. You want to lay off that fire water, son."
Did you...
You want to lay off that fire water? 12 steps, man. 12 steps. First step's always the hardest. Admitting you got a problem. And my problem is... town full of natters.
So how did you deal with it?
How did I deal with it? I'll tell you, son. How did I deal with it? I deal with it in the worst way possible.
You shot them all.
I wet myself.
That is pretty bad.
People lost so much respect for me. I had to go live in a shoebox on the outskirts of town. How's that going to look on the town's website? Sheriff lives in shoebox on outside of town.
Did you manage to eat your half? Did you manage to eat the other half of that trio bar that you had in there?
I bloody did as well. And after 3 days, I was starving for more. I was trio mad.
Well, they don't make trios anymore.
I walked into local 7-Elevens, asked, "Have you got any trio bars?" They said, "You're a natter, you are. We're crazy, but you're a natter asking for trio bars. All we've got is a breakaway, and you can't take away my breakaway." I said, "I'm going to take away your breakaway. I'm going to make away with taking away your breakaway." And they say, "For God's sakes, don't make away with taking away a breakaway." I said, "Make way, because for God's sakes, I'm going to take away your breakaway."
Let's just get to the wrong end of the story. You took away his breakaway, didn't you?
I quit in the end.
Did you not take it?
Town full of nutters, mate.
Good job, because I heard a nuke went off.
A bloody nuke went off. A bloody nuke went off. A bloody nuke went off. Steve! A bloody nuke went off. You talk now.
I think it's time you get...
Steve!
I think you should be put down.
I think that would be a welcome respite from our responsibilities as top law enforcement officer of Crazy Town, USA.
You're an informant, are you? Wait till they hear that.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it if the price is right. I'm a snitch.
Aren't you?
I'm a stoolie.
You need to...
I'm a squealer.
That's what I heard, actually. And you will be...
Yeah, it's what you mean your mama got in common, Steve. She's a squirter and a squealer.
Unlike your mum, who's an oinker.
Oh, it's not cool, Steve. My mum died after giving birth to 15 kittens. How dare you bring that up and do me right in my nut and bring me right down and get me real depressed.
Richard! Yeah, hey, what's going on here?
I thought when I saw that box downstairs, you were just carrying around your own shit again.
No, you know, show him some respect. He's a law enforcement
officer,
man.
Not anymore, he gave up.
Why did he give up? Marley, why did you give up?
I don't know. I was touching everybody's bottoms. And they said you can't be a copper anymore if you're going to go around touching everybody's bottoms.
I thought you said you gave up because everyone was nutters.
I don't know.
So...
they were nutty about me touching their bottoms.
I'd be nutty about you touching my ass.
Well, that's as may be, you guys. But stop fighting because we've got a few shout-outs.
Take him outside.
Marley, I'm afraid you'll have to go home. Hey, did I tell you, me and Marley, we watched The Crazies the other night on TV?
I
don't know if you picked that up, did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Was it the original one you watched? Or the new
it was
one?
The remake. Uh-huh. I have seen both, though, and they're both okay.
Yeah.
None of them are great.
No.
Couple of shout-outs to do. Firstly, go on YouTube and look up The Anti-Lassie. It's a film made by a chap called Jonathan Bunning. It's about cats, a lot of cats, and it's a great little movie. There's nice. Also like a link where you can vote for it. It's made in a flip camera. In Cannes or something like that. I didn't really pay attention, but check it out. It's great. Rate it highly. Also, check out the homeboys on Outcast Radio at Podomatic. They're kind of like us 15 years ago when we still had the passion and enthusiasm.
They swear, though.
I don't know. They're all very well spoken.
Oh, it's nothing like us.
Yeah,
is it?
Bunch of posh lads, innit? Bunch of posh toshers.
Eating their fucking caviar.
And they play the pop music that you kids love, so check that out. Check that out. Check the Jonathan Bunny thing out. Check the blah, 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 blah.
Also, did you... have you heard that they're making a remake of Fright Night?
Good. Okay. Well, they make remakes of everything these days.
Do you know who's in it?
Me?
No.
Oh,
David Tennant's going to be in it.
I could have played Evil Ed.
David Tennant's going to be playing the Roddy McDowall character.
Oh, that's good.
Peter Vincent.
He's a bit young, but okay.
Dandridge will be played by Colin Farrell.
Okay, I like that, yep.
The boy will be played, you know, Brewster, he'll be played by the guy who played
Get Chekhov on with it.
In the new Star Trek.
Anton Yelchin, yep.
And the guy who is going to be playing his friend is the one who was in Role Models and Superbad.
Oh, McLovin.
Yeah, him.
That's He's cool. No, yeah. I'm going to watch that then because I love the original Fright Night.
And I can't. I think one of the women from Mad Men is going
to
be in.
Welcome to Fright Night.
That is a very good film.
It is. I'm going to watch that again tonight, I think.
I actually downloaded it yesterday because I thought, oh, actually, we'll watch that tonight.
Sweet as.
Mm, your dinner is in the oven.
Yeah, I love that one.
You know, he actually turned out to be a gay porn star in the end.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
He wasn't that one who went mental with a samurai sword recently and started killing people, was he?
No, I don't think so.
Glad to hear it. Have you got any shout-outs you want
to
do?
Just to everyone who listens to the podcast, who I know, people like... You.
You're an idiot.
Terry.
Hello to everybody at Sainsbury's. Hello to everybody at the King Edward VII, particularly our new staff members, Maddie and Melissa. And one love to Alex. He's a good lad. And
hello to everyone at Sainsbury's. Hey. I don't work there, but hey.
Hey.
Just waving at you
trying
there.
Trying to get a discount there, you cheeky bastard.
Yeah, because I love the curries that you do in there. Those microwave
ones. I've never
ones.
Tried that. Taste the difference?
They are. I think they're like a purple packaging.
Sainsbury's Basics?
They're a purple packaging, and you can buy them in like, you can buy stop twitching! They're awesome. They really are nice. They're probably the best microwave curries you will ever have.
And yeah, says fact, you.
I'm actually probably going to have one this evening.
Okay.
Nice. I'd like to say hello to everyone at Christchurch Mansion and Ipswich Museum. Hello to Terry and Stevie Wonder, not the black guy, the black cat. Who is also black and blind.
Get on with it.
That's it, really.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Sarah, which is going to be on the 14th of June, which I shall be there for, but I thought I'd do this.
Tedious. Okay, we hope everybody's enjoyed today's podcast, which has been brought to you by the letters A, V, E, T, and then E again, and then S for shout-outs.
And the number 69.
Which is the age of Barilikov, the old woman who was brutally assaulted by her boss...
Very brutally assaulted.
In the remote Russian town of Shakhla Yuskov.
And possibly raped, I would imagine.
And almost certainly raped. It's like the Wild West out there. Mm-hmm. And on that bombshell, we bid you goodbye.
Goodbye! Doodaloo,